Recording. Okay, we're going to welcome everybody and call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Fox Hollow Infrastructure Financing District this Thursday, January 16th, 2026, at 2:06 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of YorCal here in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call for our meeting minutes today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel, Paralegal.
Ed Bailey, Saratoga Springs. Let's see what Cardinal Land Holdings, too. Cardinal Land Holdings.
And board member.
And board member.
Curtis Walthy, it's Pronova Holdings 4 and 5.
Thank you.
Mitch Vance, board member and chair.
Jerry Hansen, board member.
Brendan Campbell, district accountant.
And Derek Campbell, district accountant.
Great. We're just going to follow our agenda today. We have no preliminary action items. Our first item would be a public comment portion of the meeting. We do need a motion to open the public comment portion. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion to open the board meeting to any public comment.
Do we have a second?
I will second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The public meeting portion of the meeting is now open for public comments and questions. For the record, do we have any members of the general public participating in today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning the district's business? There's no one participating via the Zoom link. There's no member of the public present in person at the offices of YorCal. So we can now have a motion to close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
I would also move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The public comment portion of the meeting is now closed. Moving to our next consent item, it's to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on April 14th, 2026. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes of the last board meeting. Are there any questions concerning those minutes? Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the April 14th, 2026 board meeting?
I'll go ahead and make a motion to adopt the minutes of the last board meeting.
Second?
I will second.
All in favor say aye or yes?
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our second consent item. This is to approve and ratify any payment applications and reimbursement requests made since the last board meeting. This is just one of those requirements of the acquisition and reimbursement agreement that the district has entered into. So we need to have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting held on April 14th, 2026.
There's machines over there too.
Are there any?
There are. A little bit duplicative because all payments made by the district are actually through requisition at this point in time. But in your board packet, we do have a payment detail report. I can throw it up on the screen real quick. And that shows all payments and requisitions that were paid in the last quarter by the district. So we have some administrative requisitions listed here in the top half. And then we have the construction requisitions that are here on the bottom half.
So those are the requisitions that have been paid. The acquisition or reimbursement agreement requires that the board adopt a ratification of those prior payments. So again, restating, do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting of April 14th, 2026?
You might have to step outside for 1 minute.
Did he, what he's,
he said he had to step outside for a second. That
okay.
was
notice, somebody needs to make a motion.
Power's losing service. If you called for a vote, mine was yes. Sorry.
I will make the motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Yes. Motion passes yeah. by quorum of the board. Let's now move to our action items. The first action item is to consider approval of the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2026. The board did receive the Q2 financials in the board packet that was provided. We're going to turn the time over to Brendan Campbell of Pinnacle, and he can go over the Q2 financials and answer any questions.
Great. Thanks, Tom. So we do have, as Tom mentioned, Q2 financial statements. As a reminder, these financial statements are governmental fund financial statements, so they may not track or follow what you would typically see in a financial for-profit financial statement. But what we have is three different funds. With governmental funds, you segregate funding and expense types. And so on your screen, you have the general fund. And the general fund, this includes typically your administrative costs. And as you can see on the screen under expenditures, it's things like your accounting, audit, insurance, legal, those types of expenses. But what we have is a format that shows your adopted budget that you adopted last fall or, yeah, last fall. I was trying to remember if it was early this year or last fall. It was last fall or at the end of the year. But anyway, you have your 2026 final budget on the left-hand column, your actual activity in the middle column, and then a variance column on the right. So here with our general fund, what we can see at the top, starting there with our interest and other income, through June 30th, the district has received $805 in interest income from the monies that were set aside at bond closing to cover these administrative costs. They are being held in interest-bearing accounts. Moving down from there, you can see expenditures. You have had some accounting and legal expenditures year-to-date against the $50,000 budget. $24,919 have been spent to date. So tracking at about 50% of the budget halfway through the year. And then going down to the bottom, we can see the ending fund balance. Those are the monies that remain available to cover these administrative costs through the end of the year. You can see that there's $34,683 available for that. Any questions there?
No.
Yeah. Then dropping down to our debt service fund. We did have more activity than we had originally anticipated when we adopted the budget. We did have a property that did a prepaid assessment earlier this year. And so all of the associated assessments were paid to release the lien on that property. And as a result of that, what you can see under revenues, we did have a special assessment fee then, revenue of $860,000. We had some interest income. And then moving down to expenditures, we did make our June 1st bond interest payment of $382,000. But then you'll note that as a result of that special assessment advance, that prepayment, we did make a bond principal payment. So there was an advance prepayment on the bonds to reduce the principal amount by $974,753. Now, just to foreshadow, later this year, as we're adopting the 2027 budget, we will also be asking the board to amend the 2026 budget to capture this additional activity that we had not originally budgeted for. So we will look at amending the budget later this year. But ultimately, then, that leaves within the debt service fund about $1.5 million. And you can see the various elements of that under the components of ending fund balance. We have some capitalized interest, some money set aside upon closing to cover those interest payments, as well as our required debt service reserve. Any questions on the debt service fund?
No.
Okay. Then lastly, we have our capital projects fund. We did begin the year with almost $12 million in capital project monies. Again, interest bearing, we see some interest income at $187,000 a year to date. Spend for our capital outlay on our construction, reimbursements or payments was about $1.92 million there. And that is year to date. And that leaves in the construction fund or the capital project fund that ending fund balance of $10,157,000 remaining that can be used for future reimbursements and or payments of capital infrastructure. All right, any questions there?
No.
Wonderful. So that is your Q2 financial report for the financial statements.
Thank you, Brendan. Much appreciated. Do we have a motion accepting the Q2 2026 financial statements for the district?
I'll make a motion for the
Thank you, Mr.
Q2 to be approved 2026 budget here.
Second. Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our second action item, which is to approve the payment detail report that was previously shown. So, Brandon, I'll just turn the time back over to you.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, it feels a little bit duplicative. We do have the acquisition agreement that requires the ratification of all of the requisitions, but in addition, we do have a state requirement that we show you all of the payments that have been made over the last quarter, and that you have an opportunity to review those and then approve those. And so we do have the payment detail report for the last 3 months for the second quarter. It doesn't just include the capital fund or the acquisition agreement requisitions, but it also includes the administrative requisitions. And so, yes, we just looked at this, but asking you to approve all of the payments that were made over the last quarter.
Are there any questions from the board?
No.
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion accepting the payment detail report for the district?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to just to accept the payment report here for the district.
Second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Moving on to our
You didn't ask for a
administrative.
vote.
Oh, my. You didn't
So,
have to leave, but yeah, right.
oh, I forgot to ask everybody to approve that motion. I'm sorry. Just please say aye or yes.
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 Okay, now we have a quorum of the board. Sorry about that. Moving to our administrative non-action items, there are none listed today. So I'll briefly open it up to ask the board if there are any administrative non-action items the board would like to discuss.
Hey,
I have
quickly.
none.
I was just going to ask Brendan about the compliance report for Q2. Is there anything else you need for that? And maybe can we get a copy of it when it's all finalized?
Yes, and when you reference compliance report, are you referring to the bond compliance report?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. You could have a copy of that. Derek, do you happen to know if there's anything outstanding or where we stand on that one?
I got a response from Luke while Mitch was out of the office, and we just have to finish putting the rest of the compliance report together and submit to Mitch for signature.
Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Brendan and Derek. If there are no further non-administrative action items, we can then. Oh, did someone speak up? Okay. If there are no further non-action items, we can have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll
Oh,
make a
and Mitch.
motion. Let's adjourn it then.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye. Yeah.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We stand adjourned. Wishing
Thank
everybody a
you.
great day.